Episode 2082, Change the Ending.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Is your week off to a rough start? Well, today's Inspiration Motivation Day. Come on. You got what it takes to get going. I know it just feels like you don't want to, and you wish you could get back into bed. Oh, no. You're moving on. You got this. Change the ending. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Create Your Now. Are you wrestling with what you couldn't do yesterday? You're not willing to give it up yet, are you? And maybe you're still wrestling with what happened last week or even last month. Or maybe you're just in the middle of a mess and that's all you can see. You can't dig out of it. This messy middle is where you find unexpected blessings, the strength you didn't know you had, and the courage to keep going. But it doesn't look like that, and it doesn't feel like that. You feel tired. You're like, seriously, I've been dragging on like this for months. When is enough enough? Yeah, you might want to give up, but where will that get you? Seriously, have you really thought about that answer? Because most of us will ask these rhetorical questions and then we never answer them, but what if you did answer them? Where will that get you? What if you kept doing the same thing over again? What if you were just okay with blah? What if you just settled into the messy middle? Whatever chapter you're on in your story, know that you can change the outcome. The choices you make help you to pivot and change the ending. Now, it's not going to be easy. No, of course not. Life, anything in life, anything worth having in life doesn't come easy. There's always work involved. There's always sacrifice. There's tears sometimes shed. There's, well, some muscles may be pulled. It depends on what you're working on or what you're working towards. But you know, the awesome thing is that today is a new day. You have a renewed mind, a rejuvenated body, and a rested spirit. And you can take on what this day holds. And don't fear what you don't know. God has gone before you. He is preparing the way, so keep him close. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Those paths may be every single minute. He will direct each step, but you have to be willing to let him in. So if you have this moment, take a deep breath. I want you to see the blessings right in front of you. The little things. For example, maybe you got to sleep in. That's a bonus. No, it doesn't take away from the hurt from the fight you had with your spouse last night, but you are refreshed. You got to sleep in. Maybe you worked out without interruption. So what normally takes 35 minutes or longer took only 20 minutes. You're ahead of the game today. The little things add up and help to create your now. Don't let the messy overshadow the good. It is so easy for us to slip into what we don't like. I know, I've done it before. And when you get up even with this wonderful, refreshed spirit and you're like, yes, I got this. And you're energized and you got a smile on your face and you get going. And 2 hours into your day, you're like, man, I didn't really appreciate that at all. You get a left hook and you didn't see it coming and it stuns you and you're like, well, that's a bummer because my day was going great and now look, and now you're mad and now you're upset and you're like, this is not what I had in store. This is not what I was thinking I wanted to do today. This is not how I wanted to feel. Well, if you keep sitting here telling yourself that this is everything that you only have, then that's the only thing you're going to feel. That's the only thing you're going to experience. believe that anything is impossible when everything seems impossible. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That mountain to climb, it's not going to happen in one leap. It's just not. You have to take it one step at a time. I'm back out now, walking. I'm hoping to start running again. But I had to take some time off. My body was acting up and I was flustered with it. But I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to my body. But in all honesty, it made me mad. I didn't want to be in the position I was in. It set me back months. And I'm like, how unfair. But now I'm getting back into it. And you know what? I feel great. But I'm having to take it slow, much slower than I've ever taken it before. And you're talking to a woman that may be patient with every other stranger, but when it comes to her own life, oh no, move over, patience. I want it now, right? That's the attitude that we take on. Take a deep breath. Anything worth having is going to take time, and believe that anything is possible, even when everything seems impossible. You've got to take each step. It may be taking one bite, and then the next bite, and then the next bite. You can do it, but you have to be willing to change the ending. Are you willing to change the ending? I mean, seriously, you know, we ask these questions, but we're never really bold enough to answer them. Sometimes we're afraid of the answers. Maybe you're feeling a little too lazy today. That's all right. If you haven't had a lazy day in like 24 months, I get it. You know, this whole thing with COVID, it's crazy. And maybe you're out there on the front lines. You're dealing with stuff that you're like, oh my gosh, if you only knew. You got stuff to deal with, and sometimes you have to have a lazy day. But if you're that one that's having a lazy day and this is like the 14th lazy day in a row and there's no reason for it to be a lazy day, then you better have a heart check. Check in with yourself. Where do you want to go? Do you want to keep having the same ending every single day? Or do you want something new? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you have to be willing to walk those miles. Are you willing to put it in? Are you willing to take one step? And you may only get to two steps in one day. And guess what? That's all right. Because guess what tomorrow brings? The opportunity to do two more steps and maybe more. You don't have to settle for what you thought should have been. You can't live in the should have, would have, could haves because you have right now. So create your now. Lock arms with God and say, you know what, God? You got this. And I'm with you. I don't understand it, but we're going to do this. And it's one step, one day at a time that leads to your miles of greatness. I want you to put a smile on your face. I want you to know today that I am praying for you. No, I may not know your name. I may not be able to see you, but I know God does. And when I lay down my prayer for you, I know He sees you. He hears you. And He knows exactly what you need today. And He's going to provide it. Your needs, not your wants. Don't push it. All right. We've got to be realistic here too. But understand this. If your heart is ready, God's already got it. So be ready. Hang on. The adventure awaits. Go out. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.